Imam Ahmad Rida and the love of messenger. Imam Ahmad Rida and the love of messenger.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madination, we once again welcome you in our program Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman and love of the messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Today we'll be talking about love for the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. Maybe that's from starting an inshaAllah azzawajal. Immense amount of knowledge will be sharing with you interesting accounts from the seerah of Al Hazrat alayhi rahma, inshaAllah azzawajal. So much to learn today. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I make this intention and present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You all should make this intention. You'll watch this program from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. And remember, the more intentions one makes for a particular task, the higher the reward he can attain. Respecting viewers of Madination, as I earlier said today, our topic will be the love Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman possessed for the progeny of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Al of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That would be our topic of the day. We've got our brother Wasim Abbas, Muballigh of Dawat, starting with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wasim Abbas, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. How are you?
Good too. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah.
Wasim Abbas, today, inshaAllah, in this program, we'll be talking about love for the progeny of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, the love he had for Sadat, the love he had for the family of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Ali Rasul. This is the topic inshallah we are going to discuss. Before we proceed to this topic, and I would like you to also elaborate on this, a beautiful hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, I would like to start with the viewers of Madination. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he mentioned this in his blessed life. He taught this to Sahaba Kiram, and then from them this hadith was transmitted today to us also. What is the saying of Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam? Teach your children three things. Right? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is guiding us, instructing us that we should teach our children three things. What are those three things which we should teach to our children? Number one, love for the tilawat of Quran,
subhanAllah.
Right? Recitation of the Holy Quran,
subhanAllah.
Love for Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam,
subhanAllah. Right?
And the third thing which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to teach to our children is love for the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu
wasalam.
Respect viewers of Madination, this love for the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is something which we have been guided to have in our hearts and as well as instill in the hearts of our children. And this is what Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam desires. It is the wish of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that love of Quran, love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and love of the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is instilled in each and every mu'min's heart. And this is something we should teach right from the young age. We should teach to our children. This hadith is, I think, enough for us to understand how important this element is in one's faith, that he loves Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam as well as he has reverence and respect and love for the progeny of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wasim al-Basmi, having known this beautiful hadith, Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan al-Rahmat Rahman, who was muhaddith, great muhaddith of his era, subhanallah, and definitely he knows how important this is. So that is the reason in his life, in his seerah, when we read the biography of Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan al-Rahmat Rahman, we understand the climax of love for Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is present. Love for Allah in Quran is present in his life, and love for the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is also at its peak. So if we talk about in specific loving the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Al Hazrat Ali Rahma, where would you like to begin with?
Subhanallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Definitely it is one way. We're talking about the essential requirements of the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam through our program. And in today's episode, alhamdulillah, the beautiful subject, the beautiful topic you have brought into discussion is regarding loving the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The beautiful hadith that you just mentioned, it also tells us that we've been guided to do this. And when we again look at the seerah of the blessed companions alayhi wa ridwan, we see that their lives were also engrossed in loving the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa ridwan. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, they were devotionally affectionate towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wa ridwan, and same legacy has transmitted through them to the Tabi'een and then Tab'a Tabi'een and then Awliya Uwam, and then alhamdulillah we're learning from the seerah of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, whose entire life was fully engrossed in the love of the Sadat-e-Kiram, those who were the descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And through the actions of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, we'll actually again learn that how exactly should we respect the descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second part of the hadith where you mentioned that not only should we love the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but we should also instill this very concept in the minds of our children. This is also very important that we need to do. And Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, not only he himself was devotionally submerged into the love of the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but when we look at his household, this is also the great upbringing that he gave to his children and to his entire household to love and respect, revere the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this mindset was instilled to him again by his father and by his grandfather as well. So alhamdulillah, this came in from generation to generation to Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, who passed it on to his beloved sons and to his beloved household. And there are many accounts which reflect this very concept to have been instilled within this blessed household. And alhamdulillah, we are fortunate, we are lucky to be the followers of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, through whose seerah we come to know and understand how to love the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, and to complete our faith. There's a beautiful account is one way regarding Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah in regards to loving the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much efforts he put into loving the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam through every action of his. Now, very famous account of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah being taken on a chariot, on a palanquin. We know that back in those days, it was the norms of the time that ulama, the scholars, they were carried by the chariot bearers on their shoulders from one place to another place. Right. And now, there was a time when Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he was invited to go somewhere. And as per the tradition, the chariot was there, the bearers who were going to carry it on their shoulders, they were also present over there. And Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he performed wudu, came outside his house with wearing the scholarly attire with his blessed turban on his head. And you can imagine the awe and dignity Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, the imam of the time, the revivalist of the 14th century, he would possess. So he comes out and there's a huge crowd of people just to behold one glimpse of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah. So Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he comes out, the grace of piety was reflecting from his blessed face. He comes out and many people who are standing over there, they're waiting for an opportunity to go close to him, to meet him, to kiss his blessed hands, to kiss his blessed feet. So once all this was over. Once people they met Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, and the time came for him to ride upon the chariot. Now, as soon as he goes in the chariot and the bearers, they pick up the chariot onto their shoulders. Right after a few steps, it hadn't traveled very far. Right after a few steps, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he all of a sudden says, "Stop the chariot. Stop it here." And upon his command, it was stopped right over there. And all the people who were also walking along with him, they also stopped over there. They always were quite curious as to why Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah has stopped the chariot over there. Now, Imam Ahli Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he comes down of the chariot in an extremely anxious state, extremely worried state. He comes out and he calls all the bearers to him. And he says that amongst you, is there anyone from the descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Any of you, is there any of you who is a Sayyid? And Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah said that for the sake of your grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, tell me the truth. I can scent the beautiful fragrance of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from amongst you. Now this is what Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says. Now amongst those chariot bearers, one of the bearers, his color all of a sudden changed. And he became very worried, and he said to Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah that I am a Sayyid. I am from the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And this also he said after staying quite some time. And he said that I've come to your city and I've been looking for a livelihood to earn some work, but I couldn't find any work. This is the only work I could find. I contacted these chariot bearers and I come every day over here, do my work, and in the evening I take my wage and go back to my children. But because of your spiritual insight and the medium of my grandfather that you've given, a great secret of mine you have exposed. Now, he carried on to say that all his pleas and everything. Just try to visualize this scene that all the people are present over there, an imam of the time. He, with what awe and dignity he came out. People are kissing his hands and people are looking up to him. They're eager, yearning to just, you know, catch a glimpse of him. Now, after all this happened, so from apparent means, this was a poor person, a laborer who couldn't find any work, but he was a Sayyid. He was from the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, all of a sudden, the entire world, the whole gathering of the people, what did they see? That Imam of the time, Mujaddid, the revivalist of the 14th century, he is shedding tears and he has his imama, his turban, in the feet of the Sayyidzada, in the feet of that very chariot bearer, the laborer who was from the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And what did Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah say to him? That, "Oh honorable prince, I've made a mistake. Please forgive me." And he said that your grandfather, his blessed shoe is the crown of my head. And I have, out of unawareness, rode upon your shoulders. Please forgive me on the day of judgment. What if the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked me that, "Oh Ahmad Raza, that were the shoulders of my beloved princes for you to ride upon?" Then what answer will I give to them? At that time, what embarrassment will I face on the day of judgment in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Just imagine, Rizwan bhai, the humbleness, the humility that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah possessed over here. All his awe, all his dignity, everything is being sacrificed upon the feet of a prince of the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is a Sayyid. There are numerous people standing over there, same people who were there to catch a glimpse of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah. In front of all of them, not caring about who is there, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah presents his imama, his turban, in the feet of that Sayyidzada. And that Sayyidzada, that honorable Sayyid who was from the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he was also a very big admirer of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah. He continuously kept saying that, "You don't need to apologize to me." But Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, repeatedly, after making him utter that, "I have forgiven you, I have forgiven you," after that, presented a last plea to him. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah says that, "Oh prince, now you ride upon the chariot and I am going to take you on my shoulders the amount of steps that you took me." Now this plea was again something that made the people, you know, be lost in awe. that he is the Imam of the time and he is going to make an ordinary person ride upon his shoulders, someone who's there to take him with awe and dignity. He is going to ride him upon his shoulders. But then again, what happened? That despite saying no many a times, that prince from the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he mounted upon the chariot in the Imam of the time, the Mujaddid of the time, the Muhaddith of the time. He took that chariot upon his shoulders and walked as many steps as that chariot bear. And then the entire world, all the people, they saw how Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah respected and honored and loved the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and all his dignity, all his awe, everything he didn't care about. All he cared about was that what if on the Day of Judgment I'm questioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and despite being such an Imam, he made him ride upon the chariot and took it a few steps.
SubhanAllah. Respecting Yusuf Madinishan, can we understand from this beautiful account the love and respect Al Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman possessed in his heart for the progeny of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This person, he was in 14th century, after many centuries, but he was in the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was Sayyid. And this was the respect shown for him. Respect, he was, now you imagine what level of respect Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman would have for Ahlul Bayt. Allahu Akbar. And this love for Ahlul Bayt, this love for Ali Rasul, was embedded in the hearts of the family of Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. Their parents, they used to show that love. Then they instilled that love, Maulana Raza Ali Khan alayhi rahmat rahman and Maulana Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. They used to go to a particular family after Salah. They used to visit their houses and they used to ask if they were in need or they had any needs so they could fulfill them. So this was their practice in their life. This is what Al Hazrat alayhi rahmah saw. And they practiced on that very hadith to teach the love of the progeny of Prophet in the hearts of children. And then Al Hazrat alayhi rahmat rahman also is raised up in the same atmosphere. And same is the case with the brother of Al Hazrat, Shahinshah Sukhan, Maulana Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He had that love for Ahlul Bayt also, for the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also. How beautifully he writes, Baagh jannat ke hain behre madha khane ahl bayt, Baagh jannat ke hain behre madha khane ahl bayt. What does it mean? These gardens of Jannah are for those who do madha of Ahlul Bayt, who praise Ahlul Bayt. These gardens of Jannah are for those. And tumko mujda nar ka hai dushmanane ahle bayt. For you who have got animosity for Ahlul Bayt is the warning and news of Jahannam, a hellfire. So this is what is crystal clear from this family, how much love they had in their hearts for Ahlul Bayt. And subhanAllah, Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Wasim Abbas bhai, Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, he writes in answer, in response to one question about Sadat al-Kiram, the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, if somebody is in the divine knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is from Sadat, from the family of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, there's a very strong hope from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that person who is from the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, on the Day of Judgment, he will not be punished for his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, will forgive him. And further, Al-Hazrat Ali Rahma says, in hadith it is mentioned, the name Fatima, subhanAllah, right? What is the reason for the name Fatima? Is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freed Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and her zurriyat, the progeny, from the fire of hell.
SubhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar. This is karam, subhanAllah, upon the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the love we should have for this blessed household of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the descendants of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very important, and we should have that respect. How beautifully Allah Hazrat writes, Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor tera, sab gharana noor ka. Respect the views of Madani Shaykh, Allah Hazrat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman, and love for the progeny. This is our topic. This Janab Sayyid Ayub Ali Sahib, he mentions this account, and he says, a faqih and birada Sayyid Qanaat Ali. He talks about himself, he says him as a humbleness faqih, and birada Sayyid Qanaat Ali. It was the time that they wanted to do bay'ah, and it was the time of Eid al-Fitr. And people, they were around Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman. A big crowd was there, and they wanted to kiss the blessed hands of great Muhaddis of the time, Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman. When Sayyid Qanaat Ali, he approached Al Hazrat to kiss hands of Al Hazrat Ali Rahmat, Allahu Akbar, Al Hazrat Ali Rahmat Rahman kissed his hands first, because it was the practice of Al Hazrat Ali Rahma that on Eid al-Fitr, the very first individual who was Sayyid, Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman, would kiss his hands. So probably he was the first Sayyid to approach Al Hazrat and meet Al Hazrat Ali Rahma kissed. He was shocked at what happened, because he wanted to kiss hands of Al Hazrat, whereas Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman is kissing the hands of this Sayyid. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, learning from the seerah of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman, my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah, in this day and age, seems to follow the subhanAllah footsteps of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman when it comes to love the progeny, when it comes to respect the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. SubhanAllah, whenever any Sayyid Zada comes in the court of my Shaykh, and he comes to know that he is Sayyid, my Shaykh kisses the hands of that Sayyid.
SubhanAllah.
Even Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, in this day and age, Allahu Akbar, people, they wish to see him, behold him, they want to go and you see, gain the blessings from him, they want to shake hands with him, Allahu Akbar, to kiss hands of Amir of Ahl-Sunnah. But SubhanAllah, Ashik of Ala Hazrat, devotee of Allah Hazrat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is devotee. Abu Shaykh, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, shows that respect for the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
SubhanAllah, beautifully mentioned is one day. And Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, rahimahullah, like we're talking about him, into that a century ago this individual came, and we must be thinking, you know, only if we were able to catch a glimpse of him. But alhamdulillah, in today's day and age, we have the Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah, who is a true devotee of Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, and who is taking the teachings of Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh forward to the Ummah, simplifying it, and telling us what the love of the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam actually is, after learning from Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And this beautiful subject that you just touched upon regarding kissing the hands of the Sayyid, being the first one in kissing the hands of Sayyid, this was the profound love for the Sadat-e-Kiram that Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh possessed. Now, once a question was asked to Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh regarding a penalty being imposed upon a Sayyid upon his shortcoming or transgression being proven, as the rulings of Sharia are always there. And to this, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh beautifully replied. He said, even though a judge is called upon to declare judgment and punishment upon a Sayyid, and the penalty that has decreed is within the tenets of Islam, he, meaning the judge, should not have the intention that he's punishing the Sayyid.
Allah.
What intention should he have? Rather, he should think that a small amount of mud has made itself on the Sayyid's feet, which he is merely washing away. This is the mindset which Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahimahullah gives to the judges, to the Qudza Hazrat, that if it comes to a point where someone from the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has committed something whom a shari'i sentence would be imposed upon, then this is the mindset, the intention that we should have, that the judgment would be there, but our intention would be that we're just cleaning the feet of the blessed prince, the beloved prince. This is the mindset that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he gave to the ummah indeed regarding Sayyid. If you think about it over here, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh has also given the ruling of Sharia and also given us the love of the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He's kept a beautiful balance between both of them, ensuring that we don't cross the limits in either of them. In the love of the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we should not cross the boundaries of the Sharia, which is contrary to loving the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the other hand, of course, whilst on the name of abiding by the boundaries of Sharia, we should not be disrespectful towards the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And keeping this balance is very, very difficult. But this great Imam, our master, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has showed us beautifully that how to keep a balance between both these aspects, which are fundamental parts of our faith, which we cannot deny.
Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, another beautiful account of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala's life, this is what I would like to mention. Janab Sayyid Ayyub Ali Sahib, he mentions this account. He says, whenever it was the time of any majlis of Milad-e-Par, any gathering of Mawlid, at that moment, whenever people would come, and if any shirini or any sweets or something sweet was distributed amongst them, then what would happen? Those who were Sayyid, they would get twice as much as the other normal person would get. So for Sayyid, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would give them the share twice as any other normal person would get. So this was the practice of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Once on the occasion of Mawlid, the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, there was a crowd, and Sayyid Mahmood Jan Sahib, and he was sent just one share instead of, he should have been sent twice as the normal person. So it was not intentional, but someone from the family or whoever was distributing, he sent them only one share. So the same person, he was saying, he came in the court of Allah, Shah Imam Mahmud Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, and requested, said, Huzur, I got the same share as normal people they got. As normally I get twice as much as other people get. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala said, please be seated here. And he asked the one who was distributing straight away, calling. And when he came, Ala Hazrat rahma expressed the signs of displeasure to that person who was distributing at that moment, Allahu Akbar. And further said, bring a big plate and as much as shares can accommodate in that plate, and bring and present to this Sayyid, Allahu Akbar. And that was exactly done as it was ordered. Sayyid Sahab said, that was not the reason of my coming. This was not the purpose of my coming, but just it was little. I felt it and I came and I wanted to mention to you, Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, upon this, he said, Sayyid Sahib, this shirini, the sweets, whatever it is, you have to accept it. Otherwise, I will be feeling something hard in my heart that if you don't accept it. And then Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma said to that person who was distributing, go and send someone who can take this shirini, the sweet, with Sayyid Sahab and drop him to his house. Allah, respected views of Madani Sharif, this is something unique. You find the love and respect for the family of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, for Sadat, for the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what is taught by Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman.
SubhanAllah, this one. And definitely this again was a distinctive feature of the seerah of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a symbolic feature of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when it came to the love of the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is a towering figure again in the history of Islam. If someone wants to look at the pious predecessors, that how they loved the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and learned from them. So Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi definitely is amongst them. And you can imagine the love of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala for the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from this account that once amongst the servants of the household of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, once such a person was also employed, you can say, who was a Sayyid. Of course, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, up to this moment of time, he didn't know that he was a Sayyid. And later on, when Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi found out that he is a Sayyid, then he emphasizingly said to his household that beware, no one take any work from him. In fact, we are his servants.
Allah.
Whatever he needs, food, whatever he needs, keep serving him, give it to him. And whatever salary we have promised him, present that as a gift to him.
Subhanallah.
Just one way, where would you find such example? That a person is specially employed to serve you at your home. But later, as soon as you find out that he's a Sayyidzada, he's from the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, straight away, same person who was meant to serve you, now you are serving him. Same person who was meant to look after you, now you are looking after him. And for no reason whatsoever, no work, in exchange of no work, you're still presenting him the monetary amount. You're looking after him, you're presenting him food. Why? What was the reason behind this? So the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this was for financially very, very less fortunate person who was employed as a servant of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. But all of a sudden, things changed, turned around as soon as it was found out that he is a Sayyid from the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Who can match this level of love of Prophet's progeny in today's day and age? Or even in that era, we don't find such love which Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi possessed and left a legacy for us.
Subhanallah. Respect to the views of Madani Shain, Sayyid Ayyub Ali Sahib, he mentions another beautiful account with regards to loving, respecting, having reverence for the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He mentions after Salatul Jumu'ah, Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was sitting and a crowd was around Al-Hazrat alayhi rahma. Maulvi Noor Muhammad Sahib, he was proclaiming loud and he was calling and the voice was Qana'at Ali, Qana'at Ali. Maybe he wanted to call him. Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked someone to call Maulvi Noor Muhammad Sahib. Now when he came, so Al-Hazrat said, do you call Sayyid Sahib like this? Did you hear me taking the name of Sayyid Sahib like this? Be careful next time. Respective views of Madani Channel, this is the Zaat of Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He shows how to love, how to respect the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Wasim Masbi, one message I would like to give to the viewers of Madani Channel after mentioning so many accounts. We should also find Sadat around us. We should also look around us. If somebody in our neighborhood, someone in our city, in our town, in our village, if somebody is there who belongs to the blessed progeny of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should find out those houses. If they are in need, you should help them from your clear funds. Right? You should help them, give them hadiya, give them gift without letting others know. And it is the practice of my Sheikh Maulana Yasir Tar Qadi Sahib Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. On the occasion of Eid al Adha, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah instructs Muridin, the disciples, that you should find houses of Sadat, and if you could take goat or sheep and deliver to their houses. So maybe this way their children, they would be happy. Okay. They would also get meat and they could also play with that animal and they could also enjoy the moments and celebrations of Eid al-Adha and the essence of Qurbani. This is the love Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi showed, and Amir of Ahlul Sunnah seems to take that in his practical life, and then he instills in the hearts of his muridin. That's how he guides. Not only that, we should also find if we could help Sadat, right? And we could help them as a hadiya if we can do. And it is very much needed. Sometimes there are people, Wasim Masbai, they would not come to us or they would not ask for money or help, right? Because of their respect and dignity and honor. Mm-hmm. And because they are Sayyids, so they don't ask for any sadaqah. So it is our sole responsibility. We should come forward, find out these personalities, households, where Sadat resides. And if they are in need, so this is there we should come forward and help. And the blessings we will attain, I think that is something which is unexplainable.
Indeed.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward.
SubhanAllah, beautiful message, Rizwan Bhai. And just carrying further on this, I would also request the viewers of Madani channel that once you do this, after that, don't think that you have done something.
Allahu.
In terms of, we should, our mindset should be that we should be thankful to them that they have accepted our gift.
SubhanAllah.
Rather than us, ma'azallah, boasting upon ourselves that we helped Sadat. Even if you're not telling anyone, we've kept it secret, but within our own hearts, we should be thankful to them that Huzur, thank you for accepting this. I'm not capable of this. You
and
know?
Thank Allah that He has given this
indeed,
ability.
Indeed. So it is the favor of that Sayyid Sahab for to accept our gift, whatever we are presenting in his court. It is not other ways around. So this mindset is very, very important as well for us. And recently, the Department of Dawat Islami, FGRF, under it, when where many other devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam were also looked after, Sadat-e-Karam, those who belonged to the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they were specially looked after. A special list was prepared for them in Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, by the graceful sight of the Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. They served those who belonged to the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and alhamdulillah, they were very, very pleased and gave a lot of du'as to Dawat Islami as well. And this again, Rizwan Bhai, as we were talking earlier, that this could be one of the reasons for Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah's acclaim. And in today's day and age, when we see Dawat Islami prospering everywhere, the name of Sheikh Ilyas Qadri being proclaimed everywhere, this could be one of the reasons for his profound love that he has for Sadat-e-Kiram, his profound love that he has for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam, his profound love that he has for the propagation of Islam. This could be one of the reasons for the acceptability of Dawat Islami all across the globe. So may Allah Almighty enable us to take blessings from Dawat Islami and remain associated with this beautiful religious environment until the last breath of our life.
Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Wasim Basmi, if we see a further few beautiful accounts of Ahlul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi in loving the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyid Mahdi Hassan Mia Sahib, Sajada Nashin, Maharara Sharif, he says that whenever I would go to Bareilly, Ahl Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi would serve food himself.
Allahu Akbar.
Such a great scholar, Allahu Akbar, serving food himself. And he would bring water to make my hands wash.
SubhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar. This was the practice of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And as a part of practice, once Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was pouring water so that I could wash my hands, at that moment Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, give me the ring.
Allahu Akbar.
To me, right? Whatever the ring Sayyid Sahib was wearing, Ala said, please give it to me. And I took them off and I gave it to Hazrat Ali Rahma. And then I left for Bombay, another city. When I came from Bombay to Mahrera, to my hometown at my house, so I saw that my daughter Fatima, she said, Abba, the Maulana Sahib of Bareilly, right, meaning Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has sent a parcel. And in that parcel, there are a few rings. And he has also sent a letter with that. And that letter says, dear princess, these both gold rings are for you because for males it is haram to wear gold. Allah. Respect to Yusuf Anishan. This is how Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi respects Sadat. At the same time, gives a beautiful message of Sharia to them also. What a beautiful way to give neki ki dawat, inviting towards righteousness. At the same time, he was mindful of the respect of the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and at the same time, he also conveyed that very important message, which was from the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
SubhanAllah. Again, Rizwan Bhai, this is about keeping the balance at both sides regarding Sharia and the respect of the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, ensuring that we don't cross either of the boundaries. And again, this was our master, the heartbeat of ours, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, who showed us how to abide by it and how to stay within these boundaries. Another beautiful account is one by Sayyid Wajahat Rasul Qadri Sahib. He writes, he says that my auntie, she has narrated this, that whenever my grandmother, who was also Sayyida, who was also from the progeny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, she would come to Bareilly Sharif and she would come to the blessed house of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, then her heartfelt desire would be to serve the women of the family of her sheikh, of her peer. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi was also her sheikh. She was bad from there. So it was her heartfelt desire to serve the women of the family of her sheikh. But despite this heartfelt desire of hers, throughout her life, this desire could not be fulfilled. Why? Because Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had strictly commanded, instructed his family, and Maulana Hamid Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh, Hujjatul Islam, who's his elder son, he had emphasizingly commanded them that she is Sayyida. She is from the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Beware, do not let her serve you. In fact, rather, we are her servants, and make sure that you serve her, and make sure that all the matters of her comfort are taken care of. So these were the instructions of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh that he gave to the women of his house, that we are her servants, and make sure that we look after her, and make sure that there are no lapses in her comfort. And she says that my grandmother, this is the aunt of of Hazrat Wajahat Rasul Qadri Sahib, where we started the account from. She says that my grandmother, she didn't feel as comfortable at her own house as much as she felt at the house of her sheikh. That's how much she was looked after. That is one way a disciple is coming.
Allah.
Someone who has taken your allegiance, who has taken your bi'ah, your disciple is coming and disciple is being served.
Allah.
What is this? This is that association, that link to the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and she didn't feel as comfortable at her own house as much as she did at the house of her sheikh. This was the love that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi had for the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, not himself, but he also taught it to his family members and to his children as well, and they also abided by it as well. In other words, he was the true reflection of the hadith that you started this today's program in the beginning with, to teach your children the love of my family.
Subhanallah.
He did so, and they also acted upon this.
Subhanallah. Respected viewers, today we are talking about love for the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. Now, Qari Ahmad Sahib Bili Bhethi, he mentions this account. Alazat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is in Madrasa al-Hadith Bili Bhethi. And Sayyid Shaukat Ali Sahib, he comes in the court of Al-Hazrat Ali Rahma and says, Hazrat, my son is severely ill and doctors they have given up. Now the same child is in the state of Naz'ah and he is in severe pain. And I have come in your court with high hopes. Could you please do something? Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi felt the condition of that patient and the request of Sayyid Sahib. He went with Sayyid Sahib to that patient, to that son. And then after seeing the patient, Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi rubbed his blessed hand from his head to toe while reciting few du'as. Sayyid Sahib says, as soon as Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi put his hand on that patient, subhanAllah, he started getting cure. And until next morning, subhanAllah, that very child who was about to die, he was completely cured and fine.
Subhanallah.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the dhat of Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. When he came to know Sayyid Sahib's son is not well and he's going through any pain, he goes himself and subhanallah, he did a sort of spiritual cure, having the feeling of the pain which Sayyid Sahib was going through. And this tells how much love Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi possessed for the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We can talk more about on this topic. Even subhanAllah, many other accounts can be mentioned, but time doesn't permit us. prospective viewers of Madani Chain at the end, all I would like to say is we should love Ahlul Bayt. We should love the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Sadat al-Kiram. We should have love and respect. And this is what we need to teach to our children, our upcoming generations. What message, Wasim Abbas Bhai, would you like to give at the end?
I think it was one way the message you gave is a beautiful message. And after this, there isn't any need of any other message. But what we spoke about earlier regarding looking after Sadat-e-Kiram in whatever capacity we can, whether it is financially, whether it is in any other way or form,
we can serve them.
We can serve them. Please do so. This would be a great honor and privilege for us in this world and in the hereafter. And once we do serve them and they accept our service, this will be a favor from them upon us. So before we intend to serve any Sayyid, I would specially urge the viewers of Madani Channel to first supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a Sayyid Sahab accepts my service. Then go and serve them and then offer nawafil of thankfulness, of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah, thanks to you that Sayyid Sahab has accepted my service, has accepted my gift and enabled me to keep serving them more and more. And be thankful to the Sayyid Sahab. And teach the same to your children as well. This is at least what we can do today. Inshallah, Zawajal, on the Day of Judgment, those whose progeny they are, inshallah, they will not leave us. On the Day of Judgment, inshallah, Zawajal, we will be under the shade of their intercession and be successful, inshallah.
Absolutely right. Yes, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if someone does good to our children, we are also pleased. And imagine if we are good to the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how much happy and pleased our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would be. And inshallah azawajal, we need the pleasure of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to serve Sadat-e-Kiram. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. That's all for today. What we have learned from the seerah of Ahl Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi about loving the progeny of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll be back with another beautiful unique topic about Ahl Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi next week, same time, same channel, same program. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Imam Ahmad Rida and the love of messenger. Imam Ahmad Rida and the love of messenger.